Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Zevachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Welcome back, everybody. Today's daf is Zevachim daf Kuf Yud. A lot going on in today's daf. The first point, where is the suffix? Chisarin dechut, shmei chisarin or loy shmei chisarin. He took out the kaimetz or the levaina. The Minchas Kleinim, like the case of the Mishnah says, took it out b'chutz, and then it was chaser before you were makdir it. Is it called a chisaron or not? What are the tzadei ha-safik? Mi amin and kevin and nafik ifsalulu. Mali chaser, mali yeser, or mali yoytze. Vedoma yoytze deise be'enei ein, deise be'enei loy. Do we say that once already chaser? Once already b'chutz, sorry. Once already b'chutz. So who cares that it's chaser? It's already bachutz. It's already possible. Or no. Or the only time that the Torah is machshir yoytze is because it's yitze be'enei. Because it's ben, it's all in the same form. But when it's less be'enei, no longer ben, it became chaser, and the Torah wasn't mechayiv on its akrova bachutz. Let's stop here with the Gemara. The Gemara is l'charei tzorach bi'rav, tzorach yintuva for this Gemara. Let's first take a step back and understand what the psul yetzi, the psul chaser is, which you mentioned yesterday, and then try to go back and understand the Gemara. There are three sheets in the Rishonim what the psul of chaser is. Rashi in the Mishnah says that it's not miskabel b'fnin. Rashi l'chor means that it's dinizim olu yerdu, because there are other psulim we learned out in yesterday's daf. Other psulim, their dinizim olu lo yerdu, they're chayav b'chutz. So Rashi says that chaser is einu miskabel b'fnim. Chayav means that it's an olu yerdu, which is ma'aseh mafurish in Tosfos and daf mem beis and mabeis. But that's Rabbeinu Tam that koymetz a chaser is yerid. It's different than other psulim. It's in his yerid. That's Rashi. And if he Rashi the psul of chaser is because it's not miskabel b'fnim. It's in his olu yerdu. The on the opposite extreme is the shita Sarambam. Shita Rambam. The Rambam holds that the psul of chaser. It has nothing to do with whether it's kosher or pasul. Psul of chaser is because the din of ala shalim uchayev, v'eino chayev ala chaser. The Rambam says that even an eiver shechaser, your pater b'chutz, even though an eiver shechaser is miskabel b'fnim, there's no psul b'chlal, it's kosher v'chatzchila b'fnim, but for the din of chutz, we need ala shalim uchayev, v'eino chayev ala chaser. That's the shita Rambam. Tosfos on daf kufchesim beis kufchesim aleph. Tosfos says is a middle shita between Rashi and the Rambam. Tosfos says that the psul lemaisa is because ala shalom uchayev einu chayev ala chaser al derech the Rambam. Tosfos says that by an eiver achaser the maisa you're chayev b'chutz because it's kosher lagamri, something which is entirely kosher. So we didn't include in the pasuk of ala shalom uchayev einu chayev ala chaser. It's not called chaser b'chol because it's still kosher. Only when something which is pasul, even though the din is a malu lo yerdu, it still is not puzzle entirely. But because it is puzzle, so we see the Torah is makpid, and this type of psul, therefore it's included in the miut of ala shalom uchayev einu chayev ala chaser. So then the Tzeis Lamaisa learns like the Rambam, that it's because of ala shalom uchayev, but only in things where there's a kpeda on its psul, the Torah passes it l'chatchila, when there's a kpeda on its chaserus, then it's called chaser. Rashi Yilafi Rashi, again, Rashi has a different shita, that it's called Einu Miskal B'fnim, it's Dinah Zim Olu Yerd, Im Olu Yerd. So now we come to our Gemara again. Our Gemara is Mistapik, by something which is Chaser Bachutz. Do we say that because it's already Yoytze, Mali Yoytze, Mali Chaser? Or do, because it's already Puzzle, when it was Yoytze, so who cares that it becomes Chaser? Or no? Do we say that only Yoytze the Torah was Mechayev you, even though it's possible? Mashini Kein Chaser. So the Mishnah Melech asks, and the Rambam, that the Chorim we see in the Gemara, that the Chisaron of Chaser is because of its Psul. That the Gemara says, because it's already Psul, why do we care that it gets another Psul of also being Chaser? Because already Psul of Yoytze, why do we care another Psul of Chaser? Mashini Lefi the Rambam, that the psul, that the miut of chaser is because it's the din of ala shalom uchayev einu chayev ala chaser. The Gemara l'chor has no connection with chal. Because already possible because of yoytze, so why do we care that it also is chaser? the problem in Yetzi is because it's puzzle. The problem in Chasser is because the new din of Allah Shalom Uchai Deinu Shachai Vala Chasser. There's no connection at all between Yetzi and between Chasser. It's a Tzorach in Gavon the Rambam. Kerry Neuer tries to answer up the Rambam. In our Mizgeres, we won't work on that right now. How to understand the Rambam. But that's a Kusha Atzuma on the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't work in our Sugya. But the Mishnah Melech, though, did not, and no one asked that the Gemara is also Tamuah and Rashi. Everyone was okay with Rashi. If the problem of Chaser is a problem of it's Paslos, because it's Einu Eskal Bifnim, then the Gemara makes sense. If you could be Chayiv on Yotze, even though it's already Pasl, so why do we care that you get a new Psal of Chaser? Mali Chad Psal, Mali Shnei Psal. That's the Gemara is understandable. Or do we say that no? That only Yotze. The only time we find the Torah of Chayiv you on a Pasl is because Yotze. That's B'hochi Chayiv Rahman. You can't have the Parsha of Halos Chutz without Yotze. But you get another Psal involved, or the other Psal of Chaser, maybe that does make a problem in the din of Akravas Chutz. Very glad the sugya, and everyone was okay. B'chor the sugya tamua, even if you Rashi, B'chor the sugya makes no sense. Hare Yotze, the din of Yotze, is im olu lo yerdu. Yotze l'maisa is miskabel b'fnim. Chaser, Rashi says, it's called Eina miskabel b'fnim. It's called im olu yerdu, and that's a version of Rabbeinu Tam, and Nafna Nezim Lebez. The Kremitz HaChaser is called the Malu Yerdu. So what in the world is the connection? Yaitse isn't an exception of the rule that you need Miskabel Bifnim. Yaitse is called Miskabel Bifnim. Chaser is called Eina Miskabel Bifnim. So how can we learn out that the fact that Torah was Mechayiv Nian Yaitse should also Mechayiv Nian Chaser? Eina needs Noi Milaraya. It's not comparable at all. It's a Dover Tamua in the Sugya. Chaser was Muchach from here. Two things. One is about the psul of Yaitse, and one about the psul of Chaser. First, about the psul of Yaitse. We mentioned already at the beginning of the Perek that the question Rabbi Knieger asks that the Chachamin answered back to Rabbi Yisrael Glili. Rabbi Yisrael Glili holds that Mukhtre Chutz, your Pateran, because Lehele Elo Dover Pasul. And the Chachamin said back to Rabbi Yisrael Glili, also Mukhtre Pnim, is once you brought it out by Chutz, you passed it. So we see the Torah of Mechayiv Nian and Dover Pasul. So who are the Mukhtri Chutz? You could also be Chayiv. Kager asks that there's no connection at all. The Psul of Yotze is an Olu Lo Yerdu. That's why it's Pashat Yerchayiv Anu Pachutz. There's no exception to any rule there. All Psulim, like we saw in the Gemara yesterday in Daf Kuftes, all Psulim, the din is that if they're Olu Lo Yerdu, Yerchayiv Anu Pachutz. But Mukhtri Chutz are called an Olu Yerdu. So how could we compare Yotze to Mukhtri Chutz? It's come out the same question that we're asking the Gemara by us. The person thinks about it. We're asking there that we compared Yotze to Mukhtri Chutz. By us, the Gemara is comparing Yotze to Chaser. Which, if you Rashi, the din of Chaser is a Malu Yerdu. So that's, again, Rabbi Knieger's question. That we can't compare things which are Malu Lo Yerdu to a Malu Yerdu. There's nothing at all to see from Yotze. Yotze is nothing special going on by Yotze. Everything is that way. Bachutz, that you're chayvan anything which is a Malu Lo Yerdu. And Yotze, it's din is a Malu Lo Yerdu. Well, how do we see from this Gemara and also from the Mishnah, like Rabbi Knieger points out, that Yotze is also called Im Olu Yerdu? How could I say such a thing? How can we say that? We know Yotze is Im Olu Lo Yerdu. So we mentioned then, in the beginning of the Perek, the possibility that Yotze is Im Olu Lo Yerdu is only when the carbon comes back in Bifnim. Once it had a psul of Yotze, it went out, then it comes back in. So now, it's din is that if you put it on the Mizbeach, you could be makrifit. That's what Rav Mashal and Rashi and Kuvches. If it gets to the Mizbeach, Rashi says, Abba Vishay Tziyoy, in Chazar Vich Nisoy, Nehaleyu Lo Yerit. Even though it was Yerit, but if it comes back in, and you put it on the Mizbeach, you can get it in of Lo Yerit. But Yerit calls on them, it's Bachutz, it's din is them all Lo Yerit. Let's say it's a Meduya Ketav, as in Rashi and of Kufir Aleph, which we'll see tomorrow, Rashi says, Rashi is bothered by all Mukhtri Chutz, how could you be chayv on them? They're Yerid. And also Rashi puts into his question the last Rashi, and Kufyud Alef Mud Alef, says, V'lo kol ha'oilim b'chutz nifsolim yitziyosan, kol ha'shrechi b'chutz pasalu v'chayvan ala alosan. Rashi puts one question, asks, how could you be chayv on every Yotze? It's pasal. How could you be chayv on every Mukhtri Chutz? It's pasal. And Rashi answers, V'chayv Rahmana. So the question of Rashi on Muktri Chutz is a good question. It's a Malu Yerdu. But what was he asking on Yoitze? Yoitze is a Malu Lo Yerdu. Elamai again, it's Mashra and Rashi, all these places, Mashra again and again. That Yoitze calls on that it's Bachutz, it's in his Malu Yerid. There's a Shimuch in other places in Masechta that Yoitze calls on that it's Bachutz, it's entirely Mufka from Akrova. It has no Sheikhus Takrova Bichlal. If you're not in the Azari, we don't see it Bichlal being Oimid Lakrova. It's entirely Mufka. When it gets back in, so now it's in the makom of Akrava, then it could get it in Akrava. The only thing it has is a psul that was once Yaitse. But the kol of that is Bachot, is entirely Mufka from Akrava, and therefore it's not called, it's we don't see Tzakrava Bechlal, and it's in Kayyem Azeh, it's in that it's a Mala Yerid. So and that's what explains all these cases. Therefore we can compare Yaitse to things which are Mala Lo Yerdu. In the Mishnah, we compare it to Mukhtre Chutz. And I also in the Gemara, we compared it to Choser, which Lefi Rashi has a din of Imala Yerd. So now let's try to understand the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? And we see that it turns into Chayiv Mi and Halos Chutz, even though it's not Miskabel Bifrim. So who are they? If I get another psul of Choser, then it also should be Chayiv. Mali Chay Psul Mali Shnei Psulim of Imala Yerd. We see that once you came out of Chutz, it's a free-for-all. It no longer needs to be niskabel bifnim. So also it can be chayv on chaser. Or do I say, no, dafke yoytze, which because it's ben, but chaser, which is no longer ben, so then you're taka patr b'chutz. That's the subject of the Gemara. L'chayra. Imkein, l'chayra mashon the Gemara, fascinating chiddush, that if you both saw them on the Gemara, the Gemara said that once you're b'chutz, any psul you can get right now, you'll still be chayiv, because it's already mufka from akrava. So you could slap on another psul, 10 psulim, and make it mufka from akrava. Who cares? You're starting mufka on the Torah's mechayiv me. Davka chaser maybe is different, maybe it's more kal than other psulim, because it's less of a beine, it's more of a shinu in the chefsa. So therefore, here the Torah said that's a different, it's a different thing. The thing that I took out b'chutz is no longer intact. So therefore, I'm part of bring it, but all other psulim, even if you this the second side of the Gemara, all other psulim, when you bring them out bachutz, once the carbon is already bachutz, it doesn't bother me, and therefore you can still be chayav on its halos chutz. And look, we see in this Gemara, which is very big chiddush. Not mentioned anywhere that we could have the carbon could become a balmum, or any other psulim that could come out once it's bachutz, it doesn't bother me. Maybe in a chalami, maybe that's muchach from the Gemara. Like the Metzia to minimize the chiddush of this Gemara as much as possible. A very fascinating Gemara, but not to take this Gemara too far. That only by Yoytze, the Gemara that's that you're chayiv on it b'chutz, that it happens b'chutz. All of the psulim that happen b'chutz, avad your potter. Only by Yoytze it's that way. Why should Yoytze be different? Hey, right, then there's a Tamiya in Shitas Rashi here. The Guf Shitas Rashi, the Rashi holds that Koinetz HaChoser is Yerid. The Furish and Chayes and Daphne and Bez, Kayne Tachasar is Yerid. It's a Dabar Tamua. The Klal is Kosha Psule by Kodesh, Kodesh Nakabla. Once the Psul that happens after Shitas Rashi and Mizbiah Makadesh, Psule by Kodesh means once it gets into the Azara. Chayes says means after Kiddush Kuli, after the first Avoido, any Psul that happened afterwards, the Dinism Alolo Yerid. In Cain, why is Kayne Tachasar Yerid? You did kmitza. Could be even you did kiddush kli on the kaimitz. Why is the kaimitz yerid? Why should that be? It's psul b'kaidish. L'chayra, we see an inyan in chaser which has other makarsis menochas afshibes, which Hashem will see then. That the din of chaser is a shino in the original chefza. All other psulim is some other event that happened. That pasul the chefsa, reveya nirva palmum, some other thing an isser that happened to the korban which can pasul it. The yisoy psul of chaser is not an event, a maisa that happened to the korban that pasuls it. The psul of chaser is that I no longer see the first chefsa. The koymitz was in skadesh, but that koymitz was in skadesh. When the koymitz is chaser, it's a different payment than the first payments. It loses the mile of psula b'kodesh. Psula b'kodesh, once the carbon got to a certain maila, got to a certain level of kedusha, so can no longer be detracted from that level of kedusha. But that's because I have the first korban. So all other new isurim and psulim don't detract the kedusha that it had. Say that it still has shaychus to the kodesh, to mizbeach makadosh. Masha'inkein chaser. Chaser is a different object, and it's not ein zeh koymet sheniskadosh. So it lost the maila of the psul b'kodesh because it's a different koymet than I had originally. That's why it could be yerid even after it became b'kodesh. If so, go back to our Gemara. Our Gemara held that once something is yoytze and it's already non miskabel b'fnim, so mali also psul chaser. So he said l'chayro huadin mali also any other psul. Once something is yoytze and it's non miskabel, you get a million other psulim, and we'll say that it should make a difference. Kimedumen, that's not true. Another psul is a new isser that happened to the carbon. We can't say let's forget about that it came up almum. No. It has a new iser. Palmum is not miskabel. It's not the pshat that once you're bachutz, it's a free-for-all and anything goes. No. Avada, the carbon still needs to be miskabel bifnim, except for the psul yaitse. The Rambam never said that anything that happens now can go. This carbon, now that it's a palmum, will no longer be miskabel bifnim. And the din is yeri, and therefore you're potter bachutz. But the only chaser is very similar to yaitse. That the problem of yaitse is that it's no longer oimid lakrava. We no longer see it hasn't having a din akrava anymore. That's why when it's bachutz, it's taka yerid. That's the same idea that by chaser, very similar idea to by chaser. By chaser, it's not because the level of psul is so strong, which makes it that it's yerid. The reason chaser is yerid is because it's mufka from its din akrava. It had a din akrava as being a koimitz X. Now it turned into a koimitz Y, a half a koimitz. It's not the same koimitz that it was before. So the idea of chaser that it changed its din akrava, it no longer has the original din akrava that it got. So that psul of chaser is kimat same psul as yaitse. It's not because its level of psul is so chamer. Yaitse also not a level of psul is so chamer. When it goes back in, it's a malolo yerid. So yaitse became mufka from its akrava because it's in the wrong place. So therefore, I say mali chaser mali yaitse, or no. That I say that chaser is worse than yaitse, because chaser is less a be'ene, therefore it's not even the same chivitz that it had originally. It's a bigger afka from its akrava. So I can't learn that from yaitse to also to be chayiv on chaser. So I'm trying to look here. It's in Menachos Daf Yudbeis, it's mavur. Klamidin in Mincha, but the Gemara is also medalit mamish yaitse and chaser, and the Gemara there is mechalik that chaser is more, has a tzad to be more chomor because it's less of the ene. Not the same thing that goes on in our Gemara. We see that these two psulim are connected, but chaser has in it a tzad that it's more chomor because less of the ene. So then, just to summarize what we see in this Gemara, the sheets are rishonim in the psul of chaser, fi Rashi, is because the name is kavod bifnim. It's a model yerid. Fi the Rambam, it's because the din of alasholim uchayev. And fi Tosfos, it's a problem of alashalim uchayev because there is mak b'dan its chisar. And here the Gemara in the Suffolk, that do we say that once it's already possible because of yaitse, so who cares that you have another psul of chaser? So then the Mishnah Melech asks a kushya tzuma on the Rambam that lefi the Rambam, how can we compare yaitse and chaser? They're not doimim b'chlau. Yaitse is because of its paslos. Chaser is because of alashalim uchayev. That's a kushya tzuma. If you Rashi, though, it sounds like the Mishnah of the Gemara is good. We ask that even if you Rashi, it's Tamu. Hare Yoytze is Amal Lo Yerid. Chaser is Amal Lo Yerid. And right, Zuchar Muchach from here, and from the Mishnah, like Rukeger points out, that Yoytze calls man that it's Bachutz. It's called Amal Lo Yerid. It's called Amal Lo Yerid. And therefore, it's similar to Chaser. And maybe the Gemara is comparing Dafka, these two psulim, which the type of psul is not because of the Chaymera Isser that happened to it. Asher makes it so usher to the mizbeach. The side of there, the reason they're mal yerid is because it's mufka from its din akrava. Yaitse because it's bachutz, chaser because it's a different chefza. Therefore, we can compare one to the other. Or do we say that no, that chaser is a bigger afka because it's less of the ene? Oh. That's a bit clever. This Gemara. Another nekuda in the Hemshech of the Amud, the Gemara asks on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Hamakrif kachin de murei machutz et yerchayev." The Gemara understood that your makrif the basar together with the imurim. The simus adverb is that the basar is lamata, the imurim are lamala. The Gemara asks, "V'ika chatzitza." So it's going to be a chatzitza when you makrif then. Amar Shmuel kishahavchon said, "No problem of chatzitza." Rabbi Yehuda Amar, "Afil deim b'shalay havchon haman Rabbi Shimon the Amar, afil heloy ala sela chayv." The terms of Rabbi Yehuda is that their target there is a chatzitza, the basar is on the bottom, but it doesn't bother us. If you're Rabbi Shimon, you could be chayv. If you're Shimon knows you're chayv, you're mal ala seller ala eden. You don't need a krav on the mizbeach. So therefore, you can also be chayv and emurim. Even though the basar is chotis between the basar and the emurim. The Gemara is sort of be a Rav. The Chazon Ish asks, if there's a psula of chatzitza pasos, it's not a good akrava. It's akrava psula. In Cain, why should it be totally interviewed and Rabshimit? If it's a psula, so it's not a good akrava. That, just like the fi Rab Yesi, you need a good akrava. Also, the fi Rabshimit, you need a good akrava. Why should the din of chatzitza be totally in the machlekesh of Yudin Rab Yesi and Rabshimit, whether akrava is chutz, even is beach or not? Chazanish answers that it's true that there's a psul of chatzitza. The psul of chatzitza is between that you need akrava on the mizbeach. It's not that it's not called akrava bichla. It's akrava on the mizbeach needs to be that the imurim and the davar ha'akariv has to be nogei on the mizbeach. So there's a chatzitza between the imurim and the mizbeach. It's not called akrava on the mizbeach. Pe'etzem it's akrava ksheira. No problem with akrava mitaratzmai. The problem is in the chatzitza is called the chatzitza between the imurim and the mizbeach. So therefore, the fear of Yesi that there's an akrava on the mizbeach, so then it's chaytitz. Hang on the fear of Shimon, there's no akrava on the mizbeach, so it's not chaytitz. Just be myself. The fear of Shimon, you don't need a mizbeach. Pasha Dharma mentioned, and Afkubches, the Chassanish himself says, even if you're Shimon, you don't need a mizbeach, but you need Evan or Sela. You need some sort of goiva to be makriv. The tzpach that is different. There's no, even though you need a goiva, it means that krava has to be happening on a dover gavoya. It's not that it has to be hakrava begoiva, not just on the floor. But that krava is on the siaches to the evan or the sela. I don't think that krava is happening on the evan. The evan is a chitimsa. The korban is being kariv begoiva. It's a tzur of that krava that it's begoiva. But it's not that you don't need akrava on the eved. The Mikdash David holds that you can even makrav on the floor of your b'shimen. But even if you're the Chazon Ish, that you need to makrav on the dover gavoya. But just the tzuras akrava has to be begoiva. It's not that akrava is the akrava on the eved. Shingin lafir b'yesi, you need akrava in the mizbeach. Akrava is in yisach and the mizbeach. And therefore, there's a psul. There's a problem if there's a chatzitza between the imurim and the mizbeach. That's the Chazon Ish learns pshat in the Gemara. Very nice pshat in the Gemara. However, in Rashi, it's meduik not that way. Rashi meduik that it's written in the Gemara differently. Rashi already goes in the question of the Gemara. Rashi speaks out that the question is only the fear of Yesi, not the Shimon. Rashi says, "Shabosar she'en orei laktara choytetz bein imurim l'maracha udekavosei difnim lav halohi yachmon omar la'itzim asher lo'ish." Rashi says the reason that it's possible is called bifnim, it's not called the good akrava, because you need alo eitzim asher alo ish. You need eitzim. Because Sakadaitach to Mathis and Rabbi Yisi, the Omar Einu Chayv Atshia alo ish amizbeach, ki aktoras pnim. That Lafi Rabbi Yisi, you need aktoras pnim, and therefore it's bifnim, ki agavna is not called the halo, because you need alo eitzim asher alo ish. It's Mashman Rashi, that the Iker Machloikas Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Shimon, is whether we need haktara dumya dipnim or not dumya dipnim. And this machloik, that there's an afkamina here between Rabbi Yesi and Rabbi Shimon, whether there's a problem of chatzitza is not because you need, not it's not a teilada mamish of their machloikas, whether you need a mizbeach or not a mizbeach. That the Chazon Ish learned that here the problem is mitzad din mizbeach. Rashi doesn't mention a word about the mizbeach. It's not that because Rabbi Yesi holds you need mizbeach, here we're lacking the din mizbeach. No, that's not the pshat in the Gemara. You have to go to the shirish of the machlekes of Yesu and Rabbi Shimon. The shirish of the machlekes is do we need haktara dumya de pnim, or we don't need haktara dumya de pnim? That's the ikur machlekes. And there are two nafkaminas of the machloikas, whether you need haktor, dumi the pnim, or not dumi the pnim. And the ikar machloikas of Yerushim Shim, we see in afkavches, whether you need a mizbeach, that's a toilad of the ikar machloikas. The shirish machloikas between Rav Yitzi and Rav Shimon is does hakrovan bachutz, and if you do me the hakrovan bifnim or not. If Rav Yitzi learned out that you need mizbeach, but he learned out that hakrovas chutz needs mizbeach. He saw in that hakrovas chutz needs dumi the pnim, and that's why you need mizbeach. Mizbeach is a toilad of the ikar yisoid, you need to be dumi the pnim. Not that Rashi's in it. Therefore, Rashi says there's another nafkamina of that you need dumi the pnim. You need akrava alo etzim asher lo ish. You need akrava alo etzim. And if you're Rabbi Yosi, you need akrava dumi the pnim. One of the din of akrava's pnim is akrava's etzim. So Rashi learns that the chatzitza here is between the etzim and the imurim. Why do you need etzim bechal? You need etzim just echitim to have a fire for sure. Practically, you need etzim. But lefir beis, you need a din eitzim. You need dumi de pnim. There's a din to have eitzim, and therefore there's a chatzitza between the eitzim and the emurim. That's what Rashi learned in the Gemara. That's what Rashi says in the Tosefta, and he says over the sheet of Rav Yosi, "Ein rechayev at shial ala mizbeach v'ala ma'arocha." That the din of hakrovas chut lefir beis means both a mizbeach and a ma'arocha. Ma'arocha means eitzim. And the ikar sheet of Rav Yosi is two nafkaminos from his sheeta. You need dumi de pnim. You need mizbech and you need eitzim. And the Gemara Bayos, the Kepetan Gemara Bayos, in the Chatzitza, is the Chatzitza, it has to be alo eitzim. And the Chatzitza, the Basra is choitit between the Imurim and the eitzim. So you can have the two Peshatim in the Gemara, two Mahachim, how to learn what the Chatzitza is. And after the fear of Yesi, from Rashi, it seems that the Chatzitza is between the Imurim and the eitzim. If you the Chazanish, the Chatzitza is between the Imurim and the Mizbeach. Again, in Rashi, we see he said in Rabbi Yosi that Rabbi Yosi's shita wasn't dafka, you need mizbeach, but he learned out from mizbeach, you need hakrovas pnim. And maybe also you need eitzim. Another point in the next Mishnah says, the mincha shal nikmetzav yikriyu b'chutz potter. Kamso v'chazar kumso v'seicha, yikriyu b'chutz chayiv. The mincha didn't have any kmitza b'chlal, and you mark it b'chutz your potter. But if you did kmitza and the kaimitz falls back in, you're chayiv, and the shirayim are not mevatel the kaimitz. The mission is mashma though that only because the tour of the resha is because the mincha shol nikmitza. But once you did kmitza, Rashi says, what's the mincha shol nikmitza? Rashi says lechazi lifnim, kocha makriyah b'chutz poter. It's not yet chazi lifnim, and therefore makriyah b'chutz is poter. The Rambam speaks out in Parashat Mishnah, he said in Halacha, Rambam says because it's not yet huvrar the kaimitz. We don't know where the kaimitz is. That's why you're potter. It's mashma in Kamad Mefurish in the Rambam. It's mashma in Rashi. The problem is that because it's the mincha was loy nikmitza. But once you did kmitza, you could be chayiv on the kaimitz. The Achroinim ask, how could you be chayiv on the kaimitz? Right? The Gemara says in the din of Mizbeach Mekadesh that kmatzim shalai kitchu bekli, their din is an ola yerei. The din of these kmatzim is an ola yerei. Because it's lacking the biru l'gavaya, like the Gemara says there in Daf Pei Gimel. So here, a koimetz that right after kmitz, before you did kiddush kli, which is mashma in the Gemara that in the Mishnah in the Gemara that you're chayiv. Alright, it's din is imala yerid. How can you chayiv in machutz? The chiv chutz needs imala lo yerid. So the Mikzvah David has tzad to say that you could be mekadesh in the mizbeach apnimi. Gemara says in Daf Chav Zayin. And Mizbeach HaPnimi is Mekadesh, even though Rishaino Roi Loi. So yeah, the Kiddush of the Mizbeach HaPnimi is better than the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, because it's also a Klisha, it's an also Mizbeach, but also Mekadesh Dover Rishaino Roi Loi. So it's a big tumult there, for which dinim does it work. One Bahalach in the Shita Mekubetzes, there in Daf Chav Zayin, is that Koimetz Shalai Kitshay Bekli, that you put in the Mizbeach HaPnimi, now afterwards you put in the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, you could be Chayiv. So it has a way to get to the din of Alo Yerdu. Also, this comes to the Kitchay Bekli. Because of that, you could be Chayiv on Ebachutz. That's the Mahalach of the Mikdash David. The Chazon Yechetzel says another Mahalach. Just mention it now very quickly, but it's really Mitzvah tomorrow, and tomorrow's Daf, tomorrow Nagel. We'll speak about it there more by Richus. But the Chazon Yechetzel says a different Mahalach to explain. He says that only by things which are puzzle do I need them to be in his Kabbal Bifnim. A thing which is possible to decide whether it's so roi for a krov or not roi for a krov, The deciding factor is whether it's kabo b'fnim. Mashein kein, something which is kosher, so it's kosher. It's roi. You could go be makadosh it in a kli and be makrav it. So even though kiyayim hazeh, it's not. It would, if you be makrav it, it would be malo yerid because it has a way to be brought. I did be makadosh it in a kli, so then you could be chayv and bachutz. It's very nice. Mahalach of the Chazon Yecheskel. Tomorrow we'll see more pratim about this nakuda. The next Mishnah, another point. The next Mishnah says, "There's machlokes between Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim by Koymetz and Lavoina. Lefi the Chachamim, you're chayv and be makriv either one of them bachutz. And if you're Rabbi Lezer, you need to be makriv both of them bachutz. But if you brought one b'fnim and the other one bachutz, then even Rabbi Lezer agrees that you're chayv. He also argued by Shneiz Bazichel Lavoina, similar machlokes." So this machlokes is very similar to the Mishnah we had yesterday. Of Kuftesim Adays, there Lafi Rebbe Lezer, you need to makariv the whole Kaimitz and the whole Levina. And here's before Rebbe Lezer that a carbon that has both Kaimitz and Levina, you need to makariv both of them together. You need to makariv the whole Kaimitz and the whole Levina, and both the Kaimitz and the Levina. It's not enough with one of them on their own. It's enough with either or, the Kaimitz or the Levina. And like we learned yesterday, you don't even need the whole Kaimitz or the whole Levina. It's enough with the Kezayis of the Kainetz or the Levina, to be Chayiv Bachutz. That's the Machlekes we have here in this Mishnah. The Lefidah Chacham, it's enough when you are doing an Avodah Samatir, it's enough to do a Chilak of the Avodah. You don't need the whole Avodah Samatir. It's enough with either the Kainetz or the Levina and a Kezayis of them. And the Lefidah Lezer, you need the whole Avodah Samatir. Soon, in a minute, we'll see in the Gemara more explanation in this in Shitas Rebbe Lezer. There's a ha'ara in the Mishnah, though. The Mishnah we saw yesterday says another case. The Mishnah says that kulan shechosru kosru v'krivim b'chutz pater. That everyone agrees that if the chaymet is chosar, a kosru, and you makir b'chutz, even v'yidach hachamim, you're pater. Why you pater? Because the din of chaymet's a chosar. We saw, mentioned before, two malchim in that either if you rashi, it's because it's not miskabim b'fnim, v'yidach rambam, because the din of halashalim u'chayiv, Inu chayev ala chaser. Kulpanim, that's another din that's brought in the previous Mishnah. In our Mishnah, that's left out of our Mishnah. Chayev, the Mishnah should say that. The kulan shechaser, that even the hainu, even lefit the chachomim, that you could be chayev on the kaimitz by itself, or the levoina by itself. But if the kaimitz gets lost, and you makar the levoina, you're potter. Or the levoina gets lost, and you makar the kaimitz, you're potter. Like the previous Mishnah. However, that din is not mentioned in our Mishnah. But b'chayru b'mashma, that it's different. A koymetz shechoser is puzzle, or it's not called sholim of either Rambam. That's when the koymetz itself is chaser. But if the koymetz is lost entirely, and the levaina is still in its shlemus, all the levaina is here, so that could be chay for the levaina. It's the levaina itself is sholim. It's not a problem of chaser of either Rambam. And the firashi, after its din is here, it's miskava b'fnim, because the levaina itself is still sholim. That chaser, when this chefza itself, either the kaimitz or the levaina became chaser, then they're not miskal b'fnim. But the losing of one doesn't affect the other. That's what we can learn pshat in our Mishnah. That'd be mashma in our Mishnah. However, the achrenim say not that way. The chasei David and the svasemis, both of them say that huadin, if the kaimitz is lost and you're makar of the levaina, you're also a potter. They're medayik from the seifa, that the seifa says that Echad b'fnim, v'echad b'chutz is chayiv. Mashma, that dafka, when one of them is, you were makrav one b'fnim, and another one b'chutz, you're chayiv. But if one of them would be lost, and you're makrav the other one b'chutz, you're pater. And that's their deal. Mainly, they hold, with her ara in the Lashon HaMishnah, the Kaneir is not such a good ara, they hold the taka of the din that you're pater. One could, and the taina that the hoychacha they bring, one yesh lafakve exacts, you could taina that the Mishnah says that they did echad b'fnim echad b'chutz chayiv. Tell me that even if you're Belezer, if Belezer holds you need to makar both of them b'chutz to be chayiv. That was the reisha. Comes the next line of the Mishnah to say that if Belezer agrees that if you're makar one b'fnim and the other one b'chutz, you could be chayiv. Even though you don't have to makar both of them b'chutz, as long as you complete that grava b'chutz, then you could be chayiv. So the chiddush of this line was in Rebbe Lezer. But lefi the chachamim, there's no chiddush over here. Or in the field of Chum, even one of the machutz you could be chayiv on. In Cain, I'm sure it's still maybe a correct diuk. That's to say that if one of them is lost, you could be chayiv on the other one. That's what one could tie in from Mitzad the Lashon HaMishnah. However, Chassid Dovid and the Sfasem and Slamaisa say not that way, and they hold that you're patur. Now we come to the Sugya HaGemara, a very, very difficult Gemara, a short Gemara, but a very difficult one. Gemara brings the Sofik of Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, Kaimitz Mao Shiatur Kenegdu Bishirayim, Mishra Shari or Klushi Miklash. The person was only Makar of the Kaimitz, meantime, only Makar of the Kaimitz. Is it Matir Bechlaw in the Shirayim? Do we say that it's Mishra Shari, it's Matir half of the Shirayim? Or do we say that it's Klushi Miklash? It weakens the Isser from all of the Shirayim, but it's not Matir anything entirely. And the Gemara in Hemshech will see it has another tzad that it doesn't do anything. It's really three tzadim to what the Kaimitz does. It's Matir entirely half of the Shirayim, or it weakens the Isser of all of the Shirayim, or it does nothing, Kozman, that you're in Makar of the Levina. Once you're Makar of the Levina, then you're Matir everything. But as long as you were not Makar of the Levina, so the Kaimitz itself wasn't Matir Bechal. So those are the three tzadim in this Shaila, what the Kaimitz does. So first with the Iker Tzavik, what's this Iker Tzavik of Rav Yitzchak Nafcha? Rashi says that if the Kaimitz is Mishra Shari, so you can eat half of the Mincha. You could decide that the Kaimitz is Matir, this half of the Mincha, and you can go eat it. That's what Rashi says. Mandamar Mishra Shari. Tosfos argues on Rashi. Tosfos says, and even the man Amar Mishra Shari, or in the Gersa of the Tzayin Kachim in Tesis, even the man Amar Yesh Breira, but you can't decide what the Kaimitz is Matir. Even with the din of Breira, what does it mean? Why not? Breira gives you the ability to be Mevar what you do. Breira is very different. Breira means that when I have wine, I can be Mafish Truma on my wine. Right now, I can be Mafish Truma. I wasn't Mafish Truma right now, I said, Shnei Lugin Chani Osid Lahafrish are going to be Truma. And then later on, I go and I'm Mevarer how my Dafrish's Truma worked. That instead of being Mafrish right yesterday, so I'm Mafrish today, but it's a beer of what I did yesterday. But yesterday, I also could have been Mafrish. Hafrish's Truma is something which is totally in me. So instead of doing it at the time that I want to eat, I did it later, but later was a beer of my original Maisa. The Kaimitz is Matir half of the Shirayim. That's what it does. Who gives me the right to decide which half it's Matir? How do I know? How can I decide which? HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided which half it was Matir. I don't have the ability to connect the Kaimitz to the right half of the Mincha as opposed to the left half of the Mincha. That's not something that's the koyach of a person to do. It was Matir half, and we'll never know which half. So Tosfos therefore argues on Rashi. And Taisa says different shot in the Gemara. And the nafkamina is that if it's Mikolish Kolish, then it was Dino weakened the Isra from the whole Mincha. So now if a person eats the Mincha, he won't be over the Isra of eating Basar lifnei Zrika. You can't eat Basar before Zrika, or you can't eat the Shirayim before Akhtar Sakainitz. It's a lav. You get Malkus for it. So if Mikolish Kolish, if it was weakened the Isra and the whole Mincha, so it's true that it's still Usr, but you won't get malchus for it. It's not a full Isser to get malchus for. Masha'in came if Mishra Shari. So that means half of the Mincha is Mutter entirely, and half is Usr entirely. But half of it is still Usr entirely. Therefore, if you eat the whole Mincha, then you get malchus for eating the half of the Mincha that was not yet Mutter. Or similar enough, community says, Rabbi Me'ila, if you're Mayel in the Mincha, so if Mishra, Miklish, Kolish, so it's true that it's usher to be Mayel, but it's not the full Isra of Me'ila. It's a weakened Isra of Me'ila. Therefore, you don't get Malkus. You don't get the Parsha of Me'ila, the Tashlum in Me'ila. If Mishra Shari, if you eat the whole Mincha, so you definitely ate half that had in it Isra of Me'ila, so then you're Chayv. Very similar Gemara in the beginning of Narim Rasa and Nidarim, by the Av and the Baal. Megas Gaiz or Mikolish Kolish. Doesn't matter half entirely, or the weakens Isra on the whole thing. The Karen Oyer over here compares these two sukkahs. But in that's the Iker Safik of Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. But the Nafkaminas of the Safik, it's either matir half entirely, Lefirashi, you could even go eat half, so you have the ability to be Mevarer. A few places you cannot be mevarer, but half it as much, we just don't know which one. Or Miklash Kalish says that the whole mincha has a weakened iser, and therefore you cannot get malchus. Or there's a time that it doesn't do anything. So that's the subject of Rabbi Yitzchak Nefuch. Then the Gemara goes to try to figure out in which shita did Rabbi Yitzchak Nefuch have his chakira. Is it Mishra Shari or Miklash Kalish? I know Rabbi Yitzchak Nefuch held for sure it does some heter, and he's mesupik if it's Mishra Shari or Miklash Kalish. So the Gemara says is that Lefi Rav Meir that holds Mefaglan Bechatzi Matir, so Rav Meir for sure holds Mishra Shari. And it has to be Matir. If it won't be out of Mishra Shari, then it won't be Mefaglan Bechatzi Matir. Lefi the Rabbanim that argue Rav Meir, so we don't know. It could be Mishra Shari, it could be Miklash Kalish, it could be that it does nothing. That's Labi Mefaglan Bechatzi Matir. Then the Gemara goes to our Mishnah. That Lefi the Rabban, the Rebbe Lezer in our Mishnah, that holds that on the Kaimit and the Levina, Yimakar of one, your putter. So it could also be that he holds that it's not Mishra Shari or Miklash Kalash. It could be that it does nothing. But the Fi the Chachamim that hold that your Chayiv on either the Kaimis or the Levina by themselves, it must be that it created some heter. And therefore it has to be either Mishra Shari or Miklash Kalash. Teku, Mara's not Peshet, which one is a Mishra Shari or Miklash Kalash. I'd kind of Gemara. So I have to try to understand this Gemara, very difficult Gemara. It's before in the Gemara that in order to be Chayav Bachutz, we'll start with, there are two Nidainim here in the Gemara. One is Chiyuv Chutz, and one is Pigel, Faglum Chati Matir. We'll first start with the Nidun of Chutz, it's our Inyanim here, the Inyan of Chiyuv Chutz. Before in the Gemara that in order to be Chayav Bachutz, it has to be that it creates some Heter, either Mishra Shari or Miklash Kalish. Lafiza, we would say, the Mishnah we learned yesterday, that you can be that Lafida Rabbanon, you can be chayiv on a kezayis of kaimitz, and a kezayis or a kezayis of levina. Bal Karchach, a kezayis of kaimitz is also Mishra Shari or Miklash Kalish, because if it's you can't be chayiv bachutz unless you created some heter, so it has to be that even a kezayis creates some sort of heter. Very not mashma say mashma the Gemara that only a whole kaimitz or a whole levina creates that, but half a kezayis. It doesn't create a heter. And more so, the next Mishnah is Mavur that if you're Zerig Mixas Domin Bachutz, you could be Chayiv on it. The Achronim assume, the Karanayr and others assume that Mixas Domin Avad is no Mishra Shari or Miklash Kalish. So, how could you be Chayiv on it? And a Matir, you need to create some heter in order to be Chayiv Bachutz. Elamai Tumuchar in the Gemara, that Avad, there's no such clause that in order to be Chayiv on a Matir, you need bachutz. It has to be that you are makrav enough of the matir that can actually create some heter bifnim. That's incorrect. No, you don't need to create any heter bifnim. The whole Gemara is only donning on the kaimitz and the levina. Because the kaimitz and the levina are different matirim, there are two independent matirim that exist in a mincha. So if each one independently would not create some heter, and it bechlal doesn't take on a teiras avodas hamatir. Alberich, we said yesterday in Rebbe Lezer, that Rebbe Lezer holds that a kezayis of a kaimitz or kezayis of levina is not chashiv a matir bechlal until you makrav the whole kaimitz or the whole levina. The Rashi explains. Who I think Levi the Rabbanu that argue in Rebbe Lezer, if a full kaimitz, there's two separate and entirely independent matirim of the mincha. And if this matir, the kaimitz, by itself creates no heter bichlal, then I don't look at it as being that I was oisik and avodas hamatir. All it was a lead up, was the beginning of a process of a matir, which really is done in the levina. This is just a necessary stage, a tenai, akdama, to get to that avodas hamatir, which was done by the levina. But the kaimitz itself is not called a matir bichlal, if it wouldn't create some heter. So you need that the kaimitz creates some heter in order to be called that I did avodas hamatir. That was pasha to the Gemara. But when I'm being oisik in something which is a matir, now that we know that kaimitz is either Mishra Shari or Miklash Kalish, a kaimitz is called a matir. Once I'm being oisik in a matir, so I can be chayiv also on a kezayis of that matir. I don't need to be, lefi the Rabbanon, I need to give the kaimitz, this cheftza, a shame of a matir, to say that I can be chayiv on a bachutz. But once the koimet is called a matir, so the fidra banon, every chelik of the akravas hakoimet is called an esek in an avodas hamatir, because the koimet itself is a matir. But again, but if the koimet would not be mishushari miklush kolosh, the koimet itself would not be a matir. That's why you could be chayav on a kezayas koimet or a kezayas levoina, even though that kezayas doesn't create any heter, but it's a kezayas or something which is a matir. Hu adin by miksas domin bachutz. You can be chayav on miksas domin bachutz because the zrikas adam is a matir. So every chilek of the zrika is called the chilek of the matir. This is something that the Karanayra says by pigul, by chutz. And because the whole thing is a matir, so you can be chayav on every and you can be chayav on any chilek of it. But the koimetz and levoina, because they exist independently, so we need that each one should have a teras matir mitar atzmai. That never the Gemara proves that the Rabbanan must hold that koimetz is mishra shari miklash kolish. But lafir belezer, Rabbi Lezer could hold that it's mishra shari miklash kolish. But that's not good enough lafir belezer. Belezer holds that when you're makrif a matir, you need to it's only called a kravas a matir, you need the whole matir, created the entire heter of the matir. And but lechayra one can ask that if it's mishra shari, if it's mishra shari, then lechayra I did an entire matir. I was entirely matir half of the mincha. Lechayra on the side of mishra shari, the minchas get split up into two. The koimetz is matir one half of the mincha, and the levoina is matir the other half of the mincha. So we see that lechayra in Cain the koimetz is called a matir shalim. So in Cain, how could it be that there's a tzad in the Gemara that Rabbi Lezer holds that Mishra Shari, and still he holds you're only chayav b'chutz if you're makir of the koimetz and the levoina. If Mishra Shari, then it's 100% matir and half of the mincha. It's bikasha. Al derazet shver the mefaglim b'chati matir. The Gemara says. That if either Rabbanan that argue and Rav Meir by mefaglim b'chati matir, it could be that they hold that. Oyha, Rashi explains. Could be they hold it does nothing. They also could be that they hold Mishra Shari or Miklash Kolish. How could it be the Rabbanan hold that it's Mishra Shari? If the Koimetz is Mishra Shari, so the Koimetz is an entire Matir and half of the Mincha. So why did the Rabbanan hold Eima Faglan B'chati Matir? It's not a Chati Matir. It's a Matir Shalim. It's true by other things, which is a Chati Matir, the Rabbanan is Eima Faglan B'chati Matir. By Koimetz and Levoina, it's called a Matir Shalim. So why do they argue on Rav Meir? Kushi Atzuma. Zakhtar Baron, Mishnah Sir Baron, Zvachim Sinin Yud Gimel, that the Oilam Avada, the Koimetz and the Levoina, even though the Tzad of Mishra Shari, it's not the Pshat, that Kilu, I come at Mincha in half, I made Kilu two Minachas, and the Koimetz is Matir Mincha A, and the Levoina is Matir Mincha B. And the Oilam, it's one Mincha. Avada, it all stays as one Mincha. Because it's one mincha, which has two matirim, so the din becomes that each matir has the ability to be matir half of the mincha. But it's two matirim in the realm of the larger mincha. There's one mincha with two, the Torah splits up its din matir between the koimetz and the levoina. Because each one is half of the matir haklali of the mincha, so it has the ability to be matir half. But it's what it stays as being one mincha. That's why, again, the fear of Belezer could be Yadiel's Mishra Shari. But still, you're Pater Bachutz, because the Matir HaSholim of the Mincha is the Kemet and the Levoina. And who Adin by Din of Mephaglim Chatzim Matir? Even though the Mincha, the Kemet is Matir half, but it's not the Pshat that the Kemet is a Matir Sholim on half the Mincha. The Kemet is a Chatzim Matir on the whole Mincha. Because it's a chati matir and the whole mincha, that gives it a koyach to create a heter and half of the mincha. But that's a toilada of the fact that it's a chati matir and the whole mincha. Maybe it still has a problem of mafaglim chati matir lefi v'chacham. So similar to what we said by chuppah, but the Indian of chiyuv chutz, also by mafaglim chati matir. Rabaran, in Mishnah Rabaran's Zvachim Sim Yud Gimel, is myrich in this, that also by the din of mefaglim b'chati, the Rav Meir shita that mefaglim b'chati matir, it's not the pshat that it actually has to create a heter in order to be for the din of mefaglim b'chati matir. Rav Meir holds that one hazah of the pnimius is called mefaglim b'chati matir, even though or one set of hazahs, even though it doesn't create a heter. The Gemara says in daf lamed l'fir of Meir, you can mefagel in one step of Halacha, the Psius, every step of Halacha is called the Chatzimatria of Rav Meir, but it doesn't create any heter. Rav Meir does not hold that you need to create a heter in order to have, for the din of Mefagim Chatzimatria. The whole problem of the Argamonis is a unique problem by Kaimetz and Levina. Because the Mincha has two Matirim, so each one wouldn't be called a Matir Bechlal if it wouldn't be that it creates some heter. That's why the Gemara has come out to Mishra Shari. So again, even on the Tzad of Mishra Shari, it's not the Pshat that it's called a Matir Shalim. That's why the Rabbanon hold of Ein Mefagim Chatzi Matir. That's why the Lezer holds by us that you're Patr Bachutz. It's not called a Matir Shalim. A Vada by a Mincha. There's a Kaimetz and a Levina. They're two Chatzi Matirim of one Mincha. But because each one has an independent aspect, they're two separate Matirim. So if it wouldn't create some heter, then it wouldn't be called an avodas hamatir bichlal. That's why both lefi Rav Meir from Mefagim b'chatzi matir and lefi the Chacham in our Mishnah, we need that to create some heter. However, we see that there's still one difference that exists. For the Chacham of our Mishnah, it's mavur that it's enough, or miklash kalish or mishra shari. Either one would be enough to explain the shitas Chachamim that is creating some heter. But for the din of Rav Meir to be called pigul, there it needs to be that Mishra Shari Dafka. Miklash Kalash won't be good enough for Rav Meir. Har Mishna, why for Pigal do we need to be that it creates an entire heter? Ashenkin Lefi for the din of Chiv Chutz, it's enough with even with Miklash Kalash. Har Rashi says the answer to this question. Rashi says the Rimaschal Mishra Shari, the Iki Makter Le Bishtika Le Shari Kazayis Minayu Le Gamri. Rashi says that it won't be considered a machshava in the zayis that you're thinking about. It's mashman Rashi that there's no problem. It would in the ikur din of mefagel mechatzi matir with miklash kalish. The father with miklash kalish, it's called that I'm doing avodas hamatir, and I could be and it's called mefagel mechatzi matir. I have a koyach of machshavas pigel. I have a koyach to be mefagel because I'm oisik in a matir. But pigul, besides the fact that it has to be oisik and a matir, pigul has to have a machshava be'ahu zayitz. If the avoid I'm doing can't be matir that zayitz, then it can't be considered machshav as pigul. That's mashon Rashi. This topic needs more arichos, which is in Menachos, second paragraph of Menachos. Time to speak about this more. Akabon of mashon Rashi, that the unique problem of machshav as pigul and be'ahu zayitz, if it wouldn't be for Mishra Shari, that doesn't actually create a heter in that, then it can't be pickle. So one last idea on the sugya, Taisis here is mistapik. The man damer mishra shari, a person shechts one simen of the behema, and he's mekabel of the dam, and he's irrigate. Can he create a heter and half of the korban? Taisis says the body has to finish up the shechita afterwards. If not, that the shechita would be puzzle. But the dam was in skabel from the shechita simen echon. And then you're zerik that dam. Can you create a heter on half of the carbon? Biskarov asked on Tzitzvus, how could you mekabel the dam before you finish up the shechita? The shechita is mekadish the dam of the carbon. Until you finish the avodas hashechita, the dam is not yet neskadish. So how could it happen? The kabbalah is a kiddush sheni and the dam after you had the kiddush of the shechita. Until you finish the avodas hashechita, there's no kedusha on the dam bechlal, so it's not sheikh a kabbalah and a zrika afterwards. There's no kedusha on the dam. Chayr mashman teitzvus that not that way. That the process of shechita is mekadesh. So the shechita, a half of shechita is mekadesh halfway. A comment that teitz holds that it could be nishra shari. Could do that. The shechita is a halfway shechita that could be matir half the korban. So the shechita could be mekadesh. Klapi half the korban, it could be mekadesh. Chayr mashman teitzvus. B'skrav held min asfar in nishra zay. Biskrav held that if shechini the shechita to be mekadesh, and until you finish up the shechita, it's not mekadesh b'chal. Another point is the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says Hazerik mixes domin b'chutz chayiv. Hazerik a chilek of the dam b'chutz chayiv, even on a chilek of it. So Rashi by Yosef says in the Mishnah, kigoy matona achas afilu michatoyis apnimiyos shkol manu yisein ma'akvos. Rashi says that you chayiv by pnimius, even though it comes on the same ma'akvais, you could still be chayiv. That's Rashi's shot of the Mishnah. That's going on pnimius. The Chor Bucher and the Gemara. from the previous Gemara says Moedir Belezer Bedomim, even though they're all Ma'akiv, but because Mishmas and Masulik Shaposak, Mokom Shaposak Mishamu Maschil. So therefore, it's even by Pnimius, even one matana is called a matana, and it's called Zrika and Yerchayim Machatz. However, Rashi, at the beginning of the parak, and of Kuv Zayin, the Gemara quoted our Mishnah. There's a need in why you could be Chayiv on Zrika if you're Bekiva, if you're Bishmo, and the Jerushas. So there, the Gemara quoted our Mishnah that Zrika is Domin Machatz Chayiv, Kuv Zayin and Aleph. Rashi says, V'hotet Nana Kamon Vimas Nisin, Mikz is Domin, Zrika is Domin Machatz. Rashi says Mixas Domim is going on Korbanos Achitzonios, and you zerg one matana, so your chayiv becomes one matana is mechaper. So Rashi there learns our Mishnah going on Achitzonios. So he's that's much more poshut. Like Rashi says, if that one matana is enough, because the whole korban is only one matana. That was matter entirely. So firstly, there's a steer in Rashi. Is our Mishnah going on Pnimius or going on Chitzonius? Rashi in Daf Kuf Zayin seems to be the Mishnah only on Chitzonius, because we're one Matron is Ma'akif. Shehen by Pnimius, we're Kol Ma'an Nesei Ma'akvais, you'll be Potter. Steer in Rashi, and also Rashi there is L'char Kineget Ar Gemara. Ar Gemara says that it's that Moedir Belezer Bedomin, because Mokom Sheposak, going on Pnimius. Also Shver and Rashi there in Daf Kuf Zayin, and Rashi says, the reason you're chayiv is because matana achas keeper. I mean, the Gemara says, "Mavur in the Gemara daf lamid ches amid beis," that gil matanas of chatos. When you did the first matana of chatos bifnim, if you now go do the last three matanas bachutz, you're also chayiv. I mean, there it doesn't create any kapara. No kapara is in the first matana. So how could Rashi say that the din of zrika bachutz is chayiv is because it's mechaper? Shri Rashi there in daf kozayin amid alef. So Rabbi Malin in Simon Yodalit says, it's all a richos there, but then you have Dalit Matanas. He explains that one could have thought that the din of Matan Sovim, the din of you need four Matanas, all Karbanas, you need four Matanas, that it's all one, it's a chelik of all one Zerika. It's Kilu, one Maisa Zerika that lands in four places, but it's all one Maisa Zerika. If that be the case, then you would not be then. And who has the it's all one set of zrika. It's all kilu. It's all one ma'ase zrika that has different parts of it, but it's all one ma'ase zrika. If that be the case, and you can never be chayiv for mixas domin, you'd always need to be zirik all of the dam of this carbon in order to be chayiv. So that was the nidun of Rashi and of Kuv Zayin. Rashi says, but because the din is that matana achas me'akeves, matana achas kiper, so I see that the Maisa Zerika doesn't need nafka the whole four matanas. It's enough to be called a Maisa Zerika. Each Zerika has a Teira Zerika to it. I don't need nafka all the time, not all one matana saviv. It's not like you make one matana that goes all around the Mizbeach. No. Each matana is an independent matan dam. So that's Rashi and Chazayin is telling us the Yisayda Dvarim that by Zerikas you could be Chayiv even when you didn't do all of the Zerikas, that each one has a Teira Zerika to it. Therefore, avada, the Mishnah Bayas is going even by Pnimius. The Rashi says Bayas and the Smuchachem the Gemara is going by Pnimius. But that's only that by Pnimius you could be chayiv for one matana is based on the fact that we find by some korbanos one matana is ma'akif. That's a gila that all korbanos, each matana has an independent aspect to it. So once that's the case, we don't always need that the din of keeper that it's ma'akif in order to be chayiv pachutz. Once we see that a carbon, that one matan of the carbon can be mechaper, that's a gila that each matan is independent. And now you can look at it, now you've done each carbon by itself. Pnimius, even one matan could work. By chitzonius, the gila matan could be chayiv on them, because each thing has an iteratera zirika. It's his gvaldik abshad and Rashi from Rablai Malin. The last nikud I want to speak about today is in the Gemara Namad Beis, in the din of Nisuch HaMayim. The Gemara has a question that you should be chayiv in nisuch hamayim b'shari mayis hashana. The Gemara answers that ishtamitzei they forgot. Hadam rabasi, dam rabasi, am rabbi yechanon, ishum ben lechunyam, ish bikaz b'ischurson, esun etiyas harav v'nisuch hamayim halachum ish b'sinei. Forgot that it's that makar
of Nisach HaMayim is from Halacha Meshmi Sinai, and therefore your potter b'shayim ha'is Hashanah. Tesis is very bothered by the Gemara. It's the Medrash plea of the Gemara. We knew that there was Nisach HaMayim. Why do we think that you should be b'shayim ha'is Hashanah? Nisach HaMayim is only on Sukkis. What was the Havina that you should be chayim b'shayim ha'is Hashanah? Tesis back and forth how to explain the Gemara. Very, very difficult Gemara to explain. It seems that Rashi wasn't curious his question in the Gemara. Rashi explains the question of the Gemara was not on Shari Mais Hashanah, but rather the question of the Gemara was Mitzad Shir. That she be chayv in less than Gimel Lugin. What you talk on the Rashi wasn't curious of the union of Shari Mais Hashanah. In the Teretz of the Gemara also, Rashi explains only the Mitzad Shirim. Rashi was not misyachet b'chalal to the Indian Shari Mais Hashanah. Rashi was encouraged that way. But few of the gears of Shalfaninu in the Gemara, it's Dabar Tamuah, what was the Havmina to be Chayiv Shari Mais Hashanah? And why is it totally in whether it's Halacha Meshvi Sinai, whether it's on that of the Pasuk? That's what's over B'Shem Rav Chaim, Gvalt Rav Shana in the Gemara. Rav Chaim cleared, is the din of Nisach HaMayim, is it a new din that in Sukkis, I'm going to the terrorism of Tzavah to bring a new carbon called Mayim? Is that the Shad Nisach HaMayim? Or no? That on Sukkis, the carbon Tamid normally has a din Nesachim by Yayin. And in Sukkis, it was Nisram that has two Nesachim. It has Niske Yayin and Niske Mayim. But it's the Tesefes in the Nesachim of the Tamid. That's the Reb Chaim Kler. Reb Chaim learned that this is actually the Safik of the Yerushalmi in Sukkah, Paragdala, Halachavav. Three sfikas, Reish Lakish cleared in the Yerushalmi. One is, can you bring the Nisach HaMayim before the carbon atamid? Can you do it balayla? And can you do it lachar zman? If you didn't do the Nisachim today, can you do it at another time? Said that if the din is mitzad niske atamid, so avada, you can't do it before the tamid. But if it's an independent din, you could bring it before the tamid. And also to tell about the dinner when the Sochem Abayim Mazevach are not Karib Balayla, the Sochem Abayim from the Atzaman are your Karib Balayla. And also whether you can do it Lachar Zman. The din is Adam Mevi Zivchay Yoyim, the Sochem Yikan Vad Lachar Asar Yomit. So if the Nesochem are a din mitzad the Zevach, then they can be brought later. But if they're an independent halacha, they're set, and Sukkis, you bring Nisuchay Yayin on Nisuchay Mayim, unrelated to the Zevach, then it's Afghan Sukkis. And with that, Reb Chaim also explained our Gemara, Gval Gapshat. Gemara first learned out the din of Nisach HaMayim from the Pesukim. From the Pesukim by Niske HaTomit, Unisachel. Mevar HaTomit, Unisachel. We had the din of Mayim, but it's a ribui that is Midin Niske HaTomit. If it's Midin Niske HaTomit, you could bring it to Shari Mais Hashanah. Or the maybe Zivchayim, Unisachel Mikan Bar Lachar Asar Yomim. So you could bring in a sochem b'shayim es hashanah. Maybe you could be chayiv on Nisach HaMayim the whole year. And that the Gemara answers, I know that the makor of Nisach HaMayim is not from Niske HaTamid. Not only that, the sochem from Niske HaTamid. Rather, it's Halacha Moshe Sinai that was said to do Nisach HaMayim b'chag, and it did was bedafka in Sukkis. Maybe Nisach HaMayim b'shayim es hashanah is not called Nisach HaMayim b'chlal. Therefore, Nisach HaMayim b'chutz b'shayim es hashanah are potter. Ad kan. Good.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.